Today we're launching a new site called ProjectRosetta.com. The site is a unique site where we are taking advantage of skills that designers and developers already know and helping them learn Silverlight. Today we have Rick Barraza with us from Synergy. He is the first author of the initial article on the site. So we were going to talk to him a little bit about what's in the article and how it was written. So thanks for coming, Rick.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Yeah. So the site, the article is called From Flash to Silverlight.
Yes.
And can you give us a little background behind the article and just how you went about it?
From Flash to Silverlight, we've been blogging about it before, and that picked up the attention from you guys there at Microsoft. And I really wanted to focus on the other angle of having fun with Silverlight. I think that's an important thing. In my role as an experience architect at Synergy, it really bridges that world between developer and designer. And I think Silverlight has a lot of potential, you know, and it has a lot to offer already as it's coming in. I come from a very strong Flash background.
Right.
And when our company opened up its WPF and Silverlight practice, I actually really wanted to jump in because it since it's so young, it has that very Wild West feel.
Yes,
and that's what we wanted to capture and leverage again. So being that type of person who likes going in and experimenting with what's new and trying to see how to hack it to do stuff that might not be so evident out of the box or in earlier versions, it kind of captured a lot of that dynamic energy when I first fell in love with Flash. You know, 10 years ago in Flash 4, Flash 5, it had that same type of environment. So during my day job, we focus a lot on Silverlight for business-focused RHEA for rich internet applications. But at night, I found before with Flash, I'd work with Flash during the day, but at night I'd go home and as a creative, I'd then play with Flash because Flash is a lot of fun, you know? And so as I've come over and been working with Silverlight, and a lot of the tutorials that you find online, a lot of the websites, they focus on Silverlight for business applications. But as I've been playing with this thing, it's a lot of fun as well. But there's a little bit of a learning curve if you're coming from Flash. So I wanted to do that to kind of hit that area of designers who aren't afraid of code, or experienced architects in this way, who maybe want to see what Silverlight has to offer them beyond just business applications.
So
some of the blogs, and eventually they got turned into this tutorial series of tutorials from Flash to Silverlight, focus on that. You know, here's some typical Flash tricks that you might have picked up over the years, and here's some actions, some basic ActionScript code that you might be familiar with, kind of sets the stage, and it says, now this is how you do it in Silverlight, so that we can ease interactive developers from one language to another, because that's what it really is. You know, these are all different languages to get your point across.
Right. So you really have taken like different just techniques that somebody is already familiar with, and you mentioned the language, but also there's the tool aspect too, right? That's it's kind of a big part of it, and also where the tools are. You know, Silverlight 2 is a beta, so we're working through that. So we're getting through the tools in beta as well. So
that's true. The tools are interesting. I on your Project Rosetta website, I think you also have an article on workflow by Carson. That's up there, right?
Right.
The workflow aspect itself. I mean, we could have a whole interview on that alone.
Well, we wrote a white paper.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But coming from, and again, really focusing the Flash designer who likes coding as opposed to the Flex developer
who codes in Flash, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Someone who's used to creating the graphics and then pressing F9 and typing in some script, where usually it falls under the certain type of creative play, you know, and a good feel for it. But that workflow, at least right now for Silverlight 2, it starts getting split up a little bit between Blend, focused at the designers, and Visual Studio, focused at the developers. So what I wanted to do was also kind of ease in designers who wanted to play a little bit with code, but they might not have ever touched Visual Studio before.
Right.
So actually the very first lesson is a introduction to Visual Studio, focusing on how do you put something on the screen and then how do you make it move. You know?
Right.
It's rather in-depth. I would even think the first one is almost standalone for a designer wanting to look at Visual Studio. I figured that was the first thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a designer and you're already familiar with Visual Studio, you could probably skip lesson one altogether, go straight into lesson two.
Mm-hmm.
But lesson one was really aimed that way to have designer developers who are used to playing with Flash start moving into the Blend Visual Studio workflow environment that Silverlight, as of right now, promotes.
Right. So there's 9 lessons in total.
Yes.
And so they go through the different techniques. What did you find where, you know, you've talked about the tools, but how about how the platforms, I guess, compare?
That's always a question, right? Flash,
yeah.
Flash to Silverlight. And yeah. Flash, and to put it honestly and put it frankly, I love Flash. It was my first interactive media language.
Yes.
It really spoke to me that way. That being said, I've had a great deal of fun the past year working with Silverlight for exactly the reasons we're saying. So many features are being added, and it's coming out so quickly. And I like that creative environment where you're saying, what can I do with these tools, especially as you know that they keep adding other tools. So certain things such as even from the start, how do I put something on the screen? How do I have it
right.
interact with the mouse? You know, that's like
mm-hmm.
the basics. That's
yes.
interactive design development 101, right?
Right, sure.
And so we capture that, but then we start moving in, and as you get deeper and deeper, there are greater opportunities to compare and contrast. You know, here's features that, yeah, it might be easier to build in Flash, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then here's how you do it in Silverlight. But by the way, Silverlight has this thing, maybe a video brush or an image
right.
brush.
Yeah.
You know, so I found it very helpful both in writing it, having these two languages that I enjoy very much,
mm-hmm.
And kind of saying, you know, basically, it's a translation paradigm, if you will. Here's
right.
how I say it in Flash in this language, and here's how you would translate it to another language. And by the way, this language has certain nuances, you know,
mm-hmm.
and certain aspects that you can then enhance it or,
right.
or do it. So I think the lessons, we really try to focus on that. As we start getting into later lessons, there are less and less Flash examples because
mm-hmm.
I also wanted to make it fun.
Yeah.
So as we start getting into the end where we're talking about trigonometry or we're talking
mm-hmm.
about PNG sequencing,
sure.
Which is a perfect example of something that's very easy to do in Flash by how they render the timeline,
mm-hmm.
but something that somebody coming to Silverlight for the first time might, you know, might not really know how to do it because it's not as evident there.
Right.
So when we get into those aspects, then in the latter lessons, there are less and less Flash examples, and we're just starting to take Silverlight to the next level up
mm-hmm.
of what I feel an interactive developer would really want to do to embrace
yeah.
Silverlight. It's what I wanted to learn to embrace Silverlight. So.
Right. Well, and what I really like about your take on it is it's like another tool, right? Silverlight as a whole is another tool for the interactive developer.
Exactly. I used to teach for a while. I'm not doing too much teaching now because we have so many great technologies coming up right now. So I'm working full time, but when I was teaching, the emphasis was always that for my students who were getting their degrees in interactive media
mm-hmm.
Design, where our skill set so rapidly becomes obsolete if you're an interactive media developer, designer,
mm-hmm.
Where even in Flash, you know, I come in and you know, Flash 8, but Flash 9, some of the great things coming out in Flash 10. I mean, you're constantly learning, you're constantly moving forward
mm-hmm.
In any of your skill sets. But if you're working for clients, so all of these things at the end are just tools, where I think as a designer, we take our pride in what the final experience is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's whatever tool will get us there.
Right.
Not even fastest, but whatever tool can get us there that we can create the best experience in for that
yeah.
particular requirement, that's what we're going to use. I'm very big on encouraging students to think of themselves in that capacity, that the focus, it's not on tools, if you will, not to sound cliche, but it's not like, your job isn't to learn how to wield a sword and be a swordsman. You know,
uh-huh.
you're not a craftsman. You
yeah.
want to learn how to be samurai.
Yes.
You know, where
yes.
where whatever's at your disposal, you can use it to
uh-huh.
to accomplish your objectives. So, there are tools that we like, of course. As an artist, same thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like pencils and shaders. You know, but if it's
oh, yeah.
pens or paints, you're going to do Silverlight. if for no other reason than the RIA game that it has, which is so strong, mm-hmm. you know, if for no other reason is getting out there into the market. So as a creative, it should be on my radar, mm-hmm. and I would want to learn it, to see what things it has to offer, and add it into my toolbox. Right. I have Flash, I have Flex, I have Air, you know, Silverlight's coming out there, and it's a contender. I should be learning it. So mm-hmm. if I'm in that position, I'd rather learn it using what I already know, right. using Flash techniques, and learn Silverlight fresh than just jumping into this very, very rich history that Microsoft offers with WPF and, yes. and everything they're doing. But it could be very overwhelming if I'm not a developer. Mm-hmm. I'm a designer who likes code. It's a little scary when you first download Visual Studio right. and you load it up and you're looking at it. So
it's a big application.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think for what we've done here, and I appreciate the opportunity, but mm-hmm. but it's to not replace traditional Silverlight learning, mm-hmm. but to kind of augment it, supplement it for that type of interactive designer.
Yeah. Well, and that's why it's a perfect fit for, you know, the goal of the site is it's just kind of an alternate route there. So yeah. But so you mentioned learning Silverlight, and you've been learning Silverlight for a while, right? You've
yes.
been doing multiple projects at Synergy, and not just creative stuff, right? But also real line of business applications.
Yes, at Synergy, that really is Synergy. We develop rich internet applications in Flex, mm-hmm. One of the largest companies in the world that does that. So when Microsoft started coming up with their Silverlight game, early last year, we knew that we wanted to expand into that market as well. So very early on, we took the initiative mm-hmm. to move into that space. And we were one of the first companies to announce a business application
right.
Division geared specifically for Microsoft technologies, for Silverlight technologies. And so I've been very fortunate, and I've enjoyed very much that opportunity, like I said, to work on business level applications during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But like
yeah.
I said, when I come home though, when I'm off the clock,
right.
I come back to just being Rick the creative, you know,
yeah.
Rick the designer, Rick the person who wants to play.
Right.
You know,
start doing things with Wii.
With stuff.
And you know, yes. all the other stuff that we know you for. So yeah.
Thanks. So. Yeah. I enjoy that. And so if Silverlight's the tool I'm using during the day, let me have fun with it. So
mm-hmm.
I think it comes down to that. How can you have fun with Silverlight? Because more than likely, a point's going to come in the near future. You will need to work with Silverlight. If you're in this industry
sure.
at all,
yeah.
at some point, you're going to need to work with Silverlight for business. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, is it then something you can then have fun with?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when you can have fun, when you can have that reckless creativity in the evening, that's really where the great ideas come in from. That's where a lot of
yeah.
innovation comes in from. So that Silverlight isn't just a RIA-targeted, a business application-targeted
mm-hmm.
Experience on the web, but we start having the type of creatives, the type of people who are just making engaging experiences, you know, the
yeah.
dancing hamsters
right, yeah.
of the next decade. So
well, I think that's an awesome note to end it on.
Great.
Just have fun with Silverlight, right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank
Rick.
You. Thank you for having me.
All right.